The Fayetteville Roots Festival continues to grow larger. The third edition, scheduled for the last full weekend of this month, August 23rd through the 26th, stretches across 4 days for a mostly air-conditioned urban music festival.
Take a festival and flip it on its head. You know, if we start with the food and we say, let's not do funnel cakes, well, let's do local food. And you take a festival that has the massive outdoor stage and you're in a massive field with a lot of people and you're not really having a listening experience. So let's flip that on its head and let's create listening experiences. And so, you know, at each step, I think that's Jeremy and my litmus test. We try to say, okay, what can we do? Can we flip that idea on its head and maybe give an alternative that will get people excited?
Brian Hembree is a member of the band Three Penny Acre and a co-founder of the festival. Last week, he came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio with another co-founder, Jeremy Gothrop, a co-owner of Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville. I asked Brian if he and Jeremy are now completely at ease with producing a large music festival.
We're on our way. We know a little bit more. We definitely had much more advanced work this year. It was really a year-round planning process. But there are some things that happen, you know, the month of or 2 weeks leading up to that you just have to wait for. But yeah, I think so. And I think where we gain some comfort zone, we add new things.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy and I are both just like that. We if we see a hole, we're like, let's do something new.
Let me ask you about the food, because one of the integral parts of the Roots Festival, local food, seasonal food. It's been a tough year for some farmers.
Sure.
Do you know what farmers and restaurateurs and chefs have in store for later this month?
Indeed, we do. For a tough year and with the drought, there's actually a surprising amount of quality produce still being produced, all the proteins and lots of grains. And as I've explained this before, using the seasonality of what's available is kind of like an Iron Chef competition for us. Here's what we have on the plate. How can we feed 400 people at the Garner's party for the VIP reception? And how do we supply the food at the Walton Arts Center and still have it be our gourmet festival fare? Luckily, the chefs, myself, Chef Lyle from Ella's and David Lewis from Brickhouse Kitchen, are very accomplished, and they're all MacGyvers in their own way.
There aren't many, if any, festivals that really embrace in totality the local food concept, are there?
I don't know of many. I'm sure that they exist. It definitely embodies what Fayetteville is. We couldn't have dreamed of having food at this festival and not bringing in the local farms and supporting this local food movement that's here. It's one of the brightest in the nation. But ultimately, yes, so we have a deal that we – a program that we set up. It's called the Farmers of the Festival. And the farmers come on board with donations for the VIP reception, and they become a farmer of the festival. And from this list, the three chefs and the three restaurant vendors do all of our shopping with these farmers. So they make a donation and they get a large sale in return. So therefore, we have the select amount of farmers. The food is all local at this point. And again, most festivals, funnel cakes, corn dogs, I don't know, snow cones.
And deep fried everything.
Deep fried everything. Yeah. This is very much still festival fare, but we put the gourmet twist on it. And again, 100% local.
Musical lineup gives us a gourmet twist, Brian.
It definitely does. That, you know, that's probably where we started first. September 1 of 2011, after the fest was over last year, we started brainstorming and saying, okay, what do we want to do for 2012? And it was really week in, week out, Jeremy and I would discuss and talk about artists that we'd seen before, artists that we had met out on the road, the legends at the top, you know, that we would have on a dream list. And this year, it just was kind of everything came together in a way that allowed us to bring in, you know, a legend singer-songwriter in John Prine.
Woke up this morning, put on my slippers, walked in the kitchen and died. And oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling. And on up into heaven I did ride. When I got there, they did say, John, it happened this way. You slipped upon the floor and hit your head. And all the angels say, just before you passed away, these were the very last words that you said. Please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. No, I'm gonna have them cut me up and pass me all around.
he's on Saturday night, and then juxtaposed on Friday night with a legend instrumentalist, David Grisman. And so, you know, we just and it didn't necessarily start out with that idea. You know, we didn't say we want the instrumentalist here, we want the songwriter here, but it all came together in a way that I think has some nice symmetry to it. It's not just all songwriters. You know, you've got a little bit of jazz element with the David Grisman Folk Jazz Trio on Friday. Milk Drive's also playing on Friday. They've got a little bit of that influence. Kimbrough Jr. is going to do a set, you know, he's this tremendous blues heritage. You know, his father, Junior Kimbrough, is well known for North Mississippi blues music. You know, these types of things we get excited about because I think it's really kind of fulfilling the idea of roots music, that it's not just folk, that it's not just bluegrass, that it's not just blues, that it's not just jazz. And we think we have a lineup that really supports that idea.
This is the third year. It's been building. This year, Folk Alley is coming.
That's right.
To cover it live?
To cover it live, that's correct.
If you don't know Folk Alley, they're a huge roots music presence on the web and on radio stations across the country.
That's right. And they're actually based out of a radio station at Kent State. And so, you know, that's their genesis. And, you know, so the Kent State Folk Festival is a, you know, an age-old folk festival. And so they've been really covering folk and roots music for a number of years. And in the last 10 years, they've gone to this folkalley.com format, and they even have this massive traveling production bus. And so this year, for example, about a month ago, they broadcast live the Newport Folk Festival in Newport, Rhode Island. Their next stop is here at the Fayetteville Roots Festival, and they're going to bring their bus. They're going to broadcast the Star Theater and the main stage at the Walton Arts Center live on Friday and on Saturday.
Wow.
So in total, they are going to capture about 14 artists, which is really exciting. They're going to be doing that, via a satellite broadcast. And so, you know, people from all over the world will be able to tune in and know what's happening at the Fayetteville Roots Festival. And, you know, the Star Theater will actually be set up in kind of a live radio format where you'll have, you'll know that it's a taping, so to speak. And we're excited about that. You know, we're also doing that with KUAF. Mm-hmm. You know, we're doing a live broadcast at Ozarks at Large. We think that just adds a lot of enticement. You know, we want an intimate environment, but we don't want the festival to be lost on a larger audience. And we think, you know, a larger audience can tune in that way.
There'll be workshops as part of this.
We do have a multitude of different workshops. We have a list of what I kind of am just calling extracurriculars. There are all these other things that are happening. So, yes, during the fest, you're going to go see music. But then what's the first and main extracurricular? You've got the food. But then you've also got an experience that's called Ride with the Steel Wheels. One of our bands is going to do a guided bicycle tour, you know, and so you get to actually go with them on Friday morning and experience a ride with them. So, you know, that's a unique experience. We've got a Woody Guthrie Archives exhibit at the Walton Arts Center in their gallery space. We have a multitude of other things. In fact, with the Woody Guthrie Archives, we've got a really unique thing. It's a social photo experiment. And we have, I don't know if you're familiar with Woody Guthrie and his This Machine Kills Fascists.
On his guitar, right.
He puts it on his guitar, and that was like, one of his, slogans. Well, we have these stickers that are This Machine, and then it's blank. And we're going to ask people during the festival to create, fill in the blank, right? So we talked about it. Maybe Hershey Garner, he has This Machine Kills Cancer, or something like that.
Hershey,
you know,
oncologist.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly, yeah. And a supporter of the fest, So and then take a snapshot of that. We're going to have a photographer on site. And so, this idea is you're capturing kind of, this not just the festival goer and, they're all excited, but you're capturing also a statement they're making. So those are some of the things. I mean, there's a laundry list of extracurriculars, but I think it's really getting onto that topic of community, creating opportunities for things other than just the music that go with the Fayetteville Roots Festival. And that's really important to Jeremy and to myself. I'm trying to think of other experiences too. Just even the farmer's market environment is going to be unique. It's a stage, but then we're going to have, it's going to be a festive environment. It's going to feel a little bit different.
Feed Fayetteville is, again, a big part of this festival as well.
Indeed. The Feed Fayetteville was spearheaded by Dr. Hershey Garner and his wife Denise. I believe it is an umbrella organization aiming to end hunger in Northwest Arkansas as a whole, but starting in Fayetteville.
And they have a presence, right? Yeah. They have volunteers that are going to be participating. So they also, you know, are instrumental in, you know, in some of the local food, you know, movement, and so sourcing and figuring that out. And I imagine they'll also be interested if there's leftovers. You know, they'll probably be doing something with that, you know, to, you know, for their hunger initiative. So, you know, they're really instrumental and fit in many ways. And it was Dr. Garner that came after he came. They both came to the first year. So Denise and Hershey came to the first year, and he was the one who said, "Let's make this bigger." And so, you know, they definitely have their stamp on it.
Brian Hembree is a member of the band Three Penny Acre. Jeremy Gothrop is a co-owner of Greenhouse Grill. Together, they're co-founders of the Fayetteville Roots Festival that takes place August 23rd through the 26th. If you want to hear more about events connected with the festival, there's much more from the conversation at our website, ozarksatlarge.com. You can also learn much more about the festival by going to fayettevilleroots.com.